Hey, I'm Tom Power. I'm the host of the podcast Q with Tom Power, where we talk to all kinds of artists, actors, writers, musicians, painters. We had Green Day on the other day talking about their huge album, American Idiot. Nicole Byer came on to talk about ADHD and comedy. And then there's Dan Levy. While we were talking about filmmaking, we talked about his insecurities.
I sometimes feel like I have this desire to, like, perform, to be a version of myself that people might like.
Listen to Q with Tom Power to hear your favorite artists as they truly are, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
In just the past 5 years, Sam Bankman-Fried went from buying his first Bitcoin to becoming a multi-billionaire.
Sam Bankman-Fried was at the top of his game.
29-year-old gazillionaire, FTX founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. I love you, Sam. I'm just jealous.
By just 30 years old, he was a billionaire many times over. And his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, was crushing much of the competition.
$32 billion valuation. Your company is now worth more than some of the biggest banks in the world.
Endorsed by flashy stars and big institutional investors, he was the latest tech wunderkind, a genius founder, getting filthy rich off of financial technology most people don't even understand.
How did you do this so quickly?
Honestly, from our perspective, it sometimes feels like the world is just going sort of in slow motion around us.
SBF was sold as the one to make crypto safe for the masses.
It's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
But look past the fawning praise and the surging wealth. What risks lurked underneath?
This morning, shockwaves across the world of cryptocurrency as federal regulators reportedly investigate the sudden collapse of FTX, a top crypto...
Bankman-Fried's entire house of cards started to crumble as crypto asset prices plummeted in May.
He goes from the golden boy to zero in like 6 days. It's absolutely stunning.
In November 2022, SBF's business empire came crashing down in one of the biggest corporate disasters and alleged frauds since Enron or Bernie Madoff.
This morning, we unsealed an 8-count indictment charging Samuel Bankman-Fried, FTX's founder, with a series of interrelated fraud schemes that contributed to FTX's collapse. This is one of the biggest financial frauds in American history.
Like, when I first got on the phone with Sam, the thing I was most curious about was if he was just some, like, diabolical villain that had lied about everything. I thought.
Now, millions of FTX customers don't know where their money is.
He says that it was just an honest mistake. It's fraud. To me, it's fraud. And how did no one see it? I understand why I didn't see it. But why didn't the people that we trust see it?
Sam denies he stole anyone's money. He's pleading not guilty to all charges. But the question remains, how did this happen? I'm Jacob Silverman, host of the new podcast, The Naked Emperor. Over the course of 4 episodes, I'm going to explain how Sam Bankman-Fried built and destroyed a multi-billion-dollar crypto empire. Who helped, and who's left holding the bag? The Naked Emperor, a 4-part miniseries brought to you by CBC's leading daily news podcast, Front Burner. Coming soon wherever you get podcasts, starting March 13th.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.